You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the chains are not going to be there. But if we get a situation where the line of gain is threatened, or a team wants to call for a measurement, then what we call it is a virtual measurement. So the ball will be placed, the systems will take a picture of where the ball is in relation to the line of game, and then it will provide us that information. So there will be no more of us pulling the chains out, holding it down and showing. I think, from my understanding, it'll show on the big board and everyone will see it at the same time.
That is NFL official Sean Smith talking about a non-event. Is how I'm gonna. It's a non-event. This Hawkeye. I mean, just get out of here. You effectively changed nothing. The worst. What are you doing, NFL? Oh, the Bills might have gotten screwed on a fourth down spot. Like, so let's adjust this. No, that's not what's happening. This is not another rule change because the Bills cried after they lost it. No, it's a non-event. Hate it. Something I don't hate. I want to make sure I mention this now. Happy birthday, Marv Levy. Turning 100 tomorrow, Marv Levy, and traveling to K's in Canton. They sent like a special customized van for him and his family to travel. His wife, Fran, there's a daughter and her husband. Anyway, he's in Canton to celebrate his birthday. I saw a picture of him with Polian and Bill Polian and Jim Kelly. Tim Graham, my buddy with The Athletic, wrote a tremendous piece. Howard Simon has something up at WGR550.com too as well. Hat tip to Howard on Marv Levy turning 100 and being, he's a part of Hall of Fame weekend. They invited him to come be a part of it at 100 years old. And you want to hear the best part? Marv Levy had already agreed to be a part of an autograph signing appearance in Chicago, which is where he lives and has lived for a long time, and on Sunday. So they drove to Canton today. They're there. At least I think they drove today. I don't know the timing of everything, okay? But he's there, and he's going to be a part of the enshrinement ceremony tomorrow. And then they are getting in the van and driving back to Chicago so that he can be a part of this event that he had already committed. He didn't want to back out of the signing thing. And a bunch of other, I think, Kelly, Bruce, Thurman, Andre Reed, Tasker. I'm not sure about Tasker, but a bunch of those guys are going to be at the same event on Sunday. What an awesome thing. I adored Marv when he was the Bills coach. And just love to see that is happening and that the Hall of Fame is recognizing him turning 100 and celebrating it and that he gets to have this time again with all those guys who he means so very much to. It's so great. So check out Howard at WGR550.com and my buddy Tim Graham with The Athletic. Great pieces on Marv and celebrating 100. Just a tremendous deal there. Time for a quickie here. West. West, hi. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hi, Bulldog. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've got a friend I've known for over 3 decades, and he's been a season ticket holder for as long as I've known him. And fortunately, I've been lucky that he's chosen me to go to the home opener with him almost every year.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it is awesome, Bulldog. But my best memory in this stadium was actually the COVID year when they only allowed 6,500 or so people in. I was fortunate enough to be one of those.
The playoff, the Ravens game. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that was just incredible. And, you know, with only 6,500 people or whatever the number was, it actually sounded like a full stadium that day. And that was just incredible.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us. I Wes was talking with Sal about that just about an hour ago. Sal Cabaccio, our sideline reporter. And he described, because, you know, he wasn't on the field. He wasn't allowed on the field because of the restrictions. So he was also in the stands. And I as he was explaining what, you know, he's running, not exactly with Taron Johnson, but like he was down on the goal line where the ball was caught by Johnson in the end zone. And then he tried to get down to the other, you know, get a vantage point as the play was unfolding and running down to the other end zone. And being able to do that, and with so few people, the memory, it stands out because of how odd it was, right? That there were only that many people there sort of makes it even more remarkable. And that you were one of them that was in the stadium that day is really, really cool. I'm so glad you called to share that with us, because I loved Sal reminiscing about that. I don't know that I knew he wasn't on the field for it, but I don't know that I'd ever talked to him about how it felt like everything was in slow motion, because it just what a moment to have been there for. That's a badge. I mean, 6,500 people, and you're one of them, man. Good for you. Good job. I'm glad we got that in. Let's hit a timeout here. More to come here. I am the Bulldog. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.